Hallelujah.
Jesus be praised. Good evening, everybody. Please be seated. We're out of time. We have to rush. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to be doing too much of teaching tonight because I believe that the various ministers have brought the word of God. How many of us have been blessed so far? I have been so blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'll just share something really briefly and then we'll pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your heart be open. God will surprise you tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can I have volume? Keep on this. Thank you. Okay. Hallelujah. I'd like you to say in the name of Jesus, I will encounter an avalanche of God's presence. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you just pray in 1 minute? Just hold the hands of someone close to you. Pray in tongues in 1 minute. Say, Father, visit me. Please take it seriously. Oftentimes we can come for meetings like this and we may not take seriously what it is that God wants to do. Jiba kora sata prata gata balada bosh kembro to skula prata mare tada. Yes, Lord. It's a new season for House on the Rock, Mina. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, there is no one who is able to transform lives except you. I thank you for your majestic presence in this place. Thank you for the things that you will be doing tonight. Lord, I celebrate what you are doing in this place. Let the name of the Most High be exalted. I thank you for the power of your Spirit. Thank you for the transformations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, tonight I pray that you do what only you can do. Let there be an avalanche of your glory in this place. Set men on fire tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. Let limitations and barriers be shattered. Open men to new dimensions of their destiny. And Lord, this church will never remain the same again.
So we bow as we enter the throne.
Just clash the cymbal. Just the cymbal.
And we cast ourselves down at your feet, Lord. You are holy, thou art worthy. There is none like you in your presence. That is where I must be. It's in your presence. That is where I must be. It's in your presence. That is where I must be. It's in your presence. That is where I must be. That is where I must be. In your presence, that is where I must be. Lamb of God, I worship you. You're the Lamb of God, I worship you. Lamb of God, I worship you. You're the Lamb of God, Lamb of God, I worship you. Lamb of God, I worship you, for your name is holy, so holy. Just follow me instrumentally. Holy are you, Lord, for your name is holy.
While I sat down there, I was in the vision of the Lord, and the Lord took me in the spirit, and I looked at this poster. I kept looking at it, and suddenly it became a door with an ancient chain. And while God's servant just came up to minister, our guest from Kaduna, suddenly I saw that water began to drip out through the holes in the door. And then a light came and hit that chain, and there was an opening. It was a gushing. Listen, please, it was a gushing of water mixed with fire. It's a mystery that you will only understand when you are in the spirit, how that water and fire can coexist. And the Lord began to reveal to me the dimension with which He will be operating tonight. And I began to see water flowing, and then the fire of God followed. Hallelujah. And this is what will happen in this place tonight. In the few minutes that we have to spend, I'd like for your heart to be opened, because somebody's life will change forever. Somebody's life will change forever. Hallelujah. In every city and in every territory, it's consistent with the principle of the kingdom that God will find prophetic portals, doorways through which the Spirit of the living God can find expression across that city or that territory. And so you read in the Bible, the apostle will say to the church in Ephesus, not the churches, the church in Ephesus, I write to the church in Corinth, the church in Pergamos, the church in Philadelphia, the church in Smyrna. There were portals that were prophetically stationed across cities and territories that are given apostolic mandates to be able to legislate on behalf of the parliament of heaven. And it becomes impossible for God to carry out prophetic activities across those territories without making reference to those portals. The church in Ephesus, the church in Pergamos, and every prophetic portal that God sets across territories have certain apostolic mandates.
And within the jurisdiction of their grace, authority is given unto them. Not just across the lives of people, but across the system. And so Elijah can stand under the understanding that he has this jurisdiction and declare over the land that there shall be no rain in this land within the space of 3.5 years except at my word. Now, he did not announce that in a radio station. He spoke as one with authority. It was the whiplash of drought that began to make men find out who is responsible for this misery. And they said, there is one Elijah. I need you to know that in this season, one of the things that God is doing is separating territories into two. The first is called mission fields. These are the places where certain people who have been prophetically destined to carry some anointings and mantles and mandates, they do not yet know. Some of them are in the beer parlor, some of them are scattered around. These are mission fields. The second separation are training grounds. Are you listening to me? Training grounds. On account of that training, God has given some people admission, their jam notwithstanding. Had nothing to do with their degree. It was to initiate them, to relocate them to these prophetic territories where they will begin to walk consistent with the dealings of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And so when you look at every city and every territory prophetically, you get to understand that God is not just doing church. Listen, let me tell you something God began to share with me. The Bible says in the wedding of Cana, how many of you remember the story? The first miracle of Jesus. It was a prophetic activity that typifies what the Spirit of God is doing in our generation. The Bible says there was a feast. Hallelujah. This is the type of the old. And the Bible says that Jesus was in that feast, but he was not recognized. Are you aware of that? Jesus was in the feast, and they kept him somewhere at the back. And there were certain people called rulers. They were the ones who were enjoying the show, and Jesus was kept at the back. Then the Bible tells us something interesting. It said, and the wine finished. Everybody say, the wine finished. The wine finished. And the rulers did not even know that the wine had finished. Can I tell you something? Look at the prophetic terrain of Nigeria for the last time, because things are changing. Are you listening to me? Oh, things are changing prophetically. And only men with the spirit of Habakkuk will be able to stand through with what the Spirit of God is doing. Habakkuk said in chapter 2 verse 1, he said, I will stand upon my watch and set myself upon the tower that I will see what the Lord will say. I will see what the Lord will say. And so here was a feast, and there were certain people just carrying out church as usual and doing ministry as usual. And the Bible says the wine finished. The rulers did not even know the wine had finished. Then something happened. Jesus was sitting and he was consulted by his mother. The wine had finished. He said, no, it's not my time. Just leave me alone. I've not been recognized. And so let me just sit where I am. And the Bible says there were certain kinds of people. They were not called apostles. They were not called prophets. The Bible says servants. Everybody say servants. They were the only ones who knew that the wine had finished in that feast. And they knew the right person who would initiate the new wine. The Bible says they said, we will not be misled by this organogram, because it's not a structure that was set by God. This is the doing of man. We know the real person who we owe allegiance to. We are not confused about the crowd. The Bible says they located Jesus and they said, what shall we do? And Mary begins to give us the prophetic blueprint that will characterize this kind of army. He said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. This will be the symbol of your allegiance. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And the master said, listen, I'm trying to connect this with a vision that I saw. He said, go and fill the pots with what? Everybody say water. Fill the pots with water. And they filled the pot. The rulers were busy receiving the glory, whereas a new move had started in that congregation. Are you following me? There was a discussion between Jesus and the new type of move he was doing, but the rulers had no business with it. They were not on TV. They were not doing a lot of things. They are not the flamboyant people. However, they understand the voice of the master. And the Bible says, when the rulers thought the feast was over, they did not know that it was only an end of a phase and the beginning of the other. The Bible says the servant suddenly fetched. It first started as water. While they were moving, it started changing to wine. It was a strange kind of wine. It wasn't a wine that they were used to, because the Bible says when they took it to the rulers, they tasted it and said, from whence? Where is this dimension of the spirit? For we have, the Bible says, they told Jesus, they said, we have not seen it in this fashion before. Hallelujah. And they served the people, and when they drank, they said, we've been taking all this wine and we thought that was all there is, and you are giving us another kind of wine. A strange one. The Bible says the rulers did not know where the wine came from. Only the servants. Listen, can I tell you something? The Lord is moving in two dimensions tonight. One, he will move and purify and cleanse and build. And then his fire will fall in a way you cannot imagine. This is what the Lord was showing me in that vision. The flowing of the water. And then fire came. Praise the Lord. Every time I have the opportunity to share God's word with God's people, I always like to bring them into the realization of the fact that the anointing of the Spirit, please listen, the power of God, authority in the Spirit, is not just an issue of impartation. It's not just an issue of gifts. Listen, there are gifts of the Spirit, but there is the fullness of the Spirit. Are you listening to me? There are certain dimensions of rest in the Spirit that are not gifts. The first dimension, he said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will what? Give you. This is a gift. But there is another dimension. It says, let us labor that we may enter. This one is a reward. It's not a gift. He said, for he that has entered into his rest, he that has entered into his rest has ceased from his work. Many people want anointing. We want power. We want authority over territories. We want to be called. But you see, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. There is a price for the glory of God. This is the message that is not taught in church. We teach people about the glory, but we fail to teach about the church. But I thank God for a prophetic portal like House on the Rock here in Mina. Many of you do not know that you are face to face with destiny. It may just look like you came for a program. You wait until God is done with you. He will change you. Are you listening to me? Saul never realized that his departure was from home was the last time he will live in that dimension. It was disguised in the dismissal of an ass that no one could account for. And the Bible says that activity brought him to encounter a prophet called Samuel. And he laid hands on him and he said, by the way, just to inform you that the donkey that has been missing has been found. Who found it? Who brought it? Was not told us in the scripture. Could it be that someone just came? You meandered your way into this meeting and you did not know that this is a prophetic thing. While I sat there, I saw many angelic activities going on. And in my mind, I was just saying, my God, I wish that the eyes of somebody will be open to see in the spirit the things that are going on in this auditorium. Hallelujah. There is no one like my God. There is no one like my God.
There is no one like my God. There is no one like my God. Most high, most high, most high, most high.
I didn't write this song. I was caught up in the spirit and I had the angels of the Lord singing it. When they were singing it in the spirit, I was amazed.
I hail you. I truly worship you. I hail you. Most high. I hail you. I worship you. I truly hail you, Most High.
Listen. The Bible says that there are a kind of people God is looking for. It says he's not looking for Christians or tongue-talking people. He said the hour cometh Chronos, the passage of time. But now is Kairos, the opportune time. A prophetic time in the spirit. He said where God is searching for a type. Every generation brings in a kind of people. Because you see, in the presence of God, you come as you are, but you don't remain as you are. Your remaining as you are is an insult to the power of his presence to change. Because the Bible says, he that cometh unto him must believe first that he exists. And then he is able to reward them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. So there is a type. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. The worlds, the systems, and they that dwell therein. He said, for he has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the seas. And then there was a question. He said, who shall ascend? This is about audacity. Who can climb to this new dimension? Upon the mountain there are great and terrible things. But who is it that can ascend unto the hill of the Lord? And who can stand in his holy place? Here's the condition. He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up himself unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. As a result, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Here's our mandate. He said, this is the generation. That means there is a mandate that is beyond a man of God. There is a particular generation. The psalmist began to see that there is a generation that will have a corporate prophetic mandate. This is not just about a man or a vision. And Joel began to speak about this generation and he said, blow the trumpet in Zion. He said, sound the alarm upon my holy mountain. And he begins to give us the structure and the dexterity of this kind of army. He said, before them is as a garden of Eden, behind a desolate wilderness. He said, they will leap and climb upon walls. Every man will move in his own parts. There will not be breaking of rank. What kind of army that is so sophisticated and built without a leader? And there is only one captain. He said, they will hear the voice. I'm giving you the description of this prophetic army that God is about to reveal. In the 60s, the prophetic mandate of God was upon the nation of Europe. And they were moving. Great men like Smith Wigglesworth and generals of the faith carried certain mantles. And then they passed it to America. And the spirit of idolatry began to come in. And they began to make merchandise. It was their intercourse with Babylon that took the mandate out of them. For the Bible says, come out of her. He said, Babylon the great has fallen. Her and all the kings of the earth that have made intercourse with her. This she goddess called Babylon, the god of the system. That's what tries to make people become like everybody. It's what tries to make people to try to do things outside of the jurisdiction of God's order. For the Bible says, Cain departed from the presence of God. So a man can depart from the presence of God and build a city. The city was built. That a man is building an empire and is working does not mean God is part of it. For Cain departed, yet he built a city and he named it after his son Enoch. Nebuchadnezzar built 90 feet tower of himself and he said every man will bow to it. Listen, let me tell you, in this season you will need a lot of discernment. If you want to use physical results to gauge whether God is in a place or not, you'll be misled. Because when Moses threw his rod, it became a serpent. Pharaoh threw his own rod, it became a serpent. It will need a discerning. And the sons of Issachar, they were a certain strange breed of men that had an understanding of the times. I'm here to stir up an army tonight. Men who the voice of the Spirit is not strange unto them. They have come to love him and pledge their allegiance. Men who can understand the prophetic things that the Holy Spirit is doing. Let me tell you something, Mina. I want you to realize that what is happening that you think is a program is the commencement of a revival. Believe it. Believe it. Every time God grants me the privilege to step into cities, I always ask him, what are you doing, oh God? There are certain prophets in scripture, they didn't show up every time, but when they came, you knew something was going to happen. They said Samuel just went. They didn't just come out. They were called seers. They stayed like herbalists in the secret. But whenever they came out, they were trying to follow the handwritings on the wall and say, Lord, what are you saying? Could it be that this is why some of you could not have missed this meeting? You wanted to, but something kept you because you are part of that army. You cannot. Some of you are coppers. You worked your service, yet it didn't work. God forced you to come here because he wanted to connect you with prophecy. While other people saw a bright star and they said, wow, why is Bethlehem shining? Some people were called wise men. And they said, this is strange. This is nothing happens for nothing. Let's follow this star. That's what brought some of you for this program. You saw a star in the poster. And you said, I don't know anybody, but let me just follow it. And there they found the king. Manta krosata palabo kriyate. The Lord will separate people. New anointings, new graces, new levels of spiritual things, an awakening. For when you begin to walk with the Holy Spirit, the first thing that happens to you is your organs of interaction with the realm of the Spirit begins to be activated so that you are able to comprehend the things of the Spirit. For the Bible says the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. The apparatus for engaging spiritual things is not physical. He said they are spiritually discerned. When you get born again and the Holy Spirit comes, his primary assignment is not to make you a man of God. He begins to activate your organs of operation in the Spirit. Because you see, we have 5 physical senses. We have infinite spiritual senses. Are you listening to me? That's why there are many of you, as you begin to press in the place of prayer and worship, you begin to have sensations and spiritual experiences you cannot relate with physically. These are the things of the Spirit. You are in a room worshiping and you know you are not alone. You cannot convince anybody, but you know. You are beginning to acclimatize with the atmosphere of the Spirit, because this will be the hallmark of this kind of army. They will understand the voice and the operations of the Spirit will not be strange unto them, so that when they hear the blowing of the shofar that announces the manifestation of these sons, it will not be strange. Romans 8 verse 18 says, I reckon, I come to terms with the fact that the sufferings, the constraints, the discipline that this period will bring you is not worthy to be compared. So let me tell you, when you see certain people delayed and going through certain things, shut your mouth. Because what you call failure is the preparation of the spirit. Mam prato shalaka brende kariyata po satala bakaya. These are men that God will work upon them thoroughly. They can't jump classes. This is why some of you, when you began to walk, you saw your colleagues, they've started ministry, they've even started branches while you wanted to run. God said, hold on. They have made themselves to join the old wine, but I am preparing you. And he said, oh Lord, I'm a worshiper. Why won't you give me permission to go overseas? God says, sit down. Because when you are done, the shofar will blow. And the Bible says, the earnest expectation of creation are waiting for a type of people. A manifestation of the sons of God. He said, for creation was subject into something called the bondage of corruption. Let me tell you something. As I step and I move in this place by the anointing, I know that many people are in certain seasons of prophetic dealings that need explanation, because many people have called it failure. A job refused to come regardless of your fasting and prayer. Stop arguing with God. Rise higher and understand what the Spirit is doing. Because our concept of failure will be redefined when this new army is birthed. You will understand that you cannot be a soldier without scars. And let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body. Whenever you stand before principalities and power, the first thing you will show them is the scar that is the symbol of your dealings with the Spirit. No, without scars you cannot join this army. This is not an army of talkatives. This is an army of men who have defied every army and pledged their allegiance. Say, regardless, my life may slow down. I may marry in my 30s, but hold on. Let that scar come if it will qualify me for the next season. Who am I preaching to tonight? Many of you are already getting ashamed of your scars. That which you are ashamed of will become your symbol of royalty. Men will stand and salute you for it. On account of your faith, some of you don't receive any support again. And every time you want to follow this man, you are compelled by your allegiance for his presence. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth. Is somebody following me now? Some of you are already getting deceived because they've given you a wrong theology of faith, and they've told you the moment is the word of God. If it doesn't manifest now, it's wrong. We are going to change that definition, because you will understand the Bible says, follow them who through faith and when you sow, you allow time to pass, and then a harvest will wait. It says, seed. Time. Harvest. Is someone getting blessed tonight? We are in a rush for different things. We're in a rush for anointing. We're in a rush for power. We're in a rush to show that prosperity is working. And you know, because of these messages that people just fly and carry around, people put themselves under. Let me tell you, if God does not open a door and you force it, it will open. Oh yes, it will open. Except the Lord builds a house. It didn't say the house will not be built. It said it will be built in vain. There are many houses that have been built, but they are not according to God's pattern. It so happens that when you return to God, his first assignment is to break anything that does not look like himself. Because anything God builds in your life will have his image. So he shines his light through your life. And whatever does not carry his charisma will shatter. And then he will begin to rebuild it again. Pastor, when many pastors come to a ministry like this, they just come and say, I want you to know that I'm a pastor. Mr. Man, go and sit down. Because when you come to God, you don't come with your titles. The Bible says, when you get into a place, sit at the back. In other words, there is a spiritual protocol. Are you following me now? The dealings of the Spirit is what qualifies you to the front. We have musicians that come from the world. When they get born again, they want to become celebrities also in the kingdom. It doesn't work that way. There is no dodging. You start. No matter how far you jump that class, if you want to walk with God, you will go back. You must wear that uniform with short knicker and start from primary school. The psalmist began to tell us something interesting in Psalm 139. He says, search my heart, O God. Listen, I preached a message some time ago. I don't have all the time. The evidence of genuine intimacy. If you can find that message, please listen to it. And I began to examine how that I am troubled by the things that are happening in the body of Christ. How that there is so much knowledge, rhema. You switch on your TV and you will hear every kind of rhema, every kind of revelation. So what the body needs is really not revelation. Let me tell you the truth. People have pressed into those dimensions. Are you following me now? We have pressed into certain great dimensions. But there is something the Spirit of God began to reveal to me that the church lacks. The Bible calls it Yirat Adonai, the fear of the Lord. Everybody say the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the spirit of reverence. The spirit of reverence that comes upon a man. When the spirit of reverence comes upon you, you are ready to walk in the anointing. Authentic anointing. And the psalmist said, search me, O God, and know my heart. He said, try me and know my thoughts. Look at me. Do you know what it means for a man to open up his spirit to be probed? When God is working in you, can I tell you something? If the workings of God does not lead you to a point where you are unashamed of opening your all, you are a hypocrite. That is an evidence that you are growing. Because His holiness, I love the fact that they were just singing songs of holiness. The holiness of God opens you to a point where you see the need for your desperation. The prophet began to prophesy and speak in chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But in chapter 6, he said, in the year somebody died, I saw the Lord. Something must die for you to see higher. He said, in the year King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, saw the Lord. He said, and he was high and lifted up. The train of his robe filled the temple. When Isaiah saw the man he was representing, he broke down and said, woe is me. How can a man speak so negatively about himself? You wait until you encounter the presence of God. He said, woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell amidst the people of unclean lips. Let me tell you, there are certain dimensions of God. When you see, you will forget about the fact that you are a new creation in Christ and start crying. Not because you did anything wrong. When you compare where you are and where He wants you to be, you will shout unclean. It's not because you want to say unclean. That's the only word that can help you relate with your inadequacy in light of His glory. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? And then the coal of fire touches you. Listen, friends. In ancient times, before the fire fell, there must be a sacrifice upon the altar. Is that true? The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 from verse 1, it says, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye offer what? Your body. Not just your talent, your body. As living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable act of worship. So your first reasonable act of worship is not your song. Look at me. I always say this. Have you seen certain people come on stage? Beautiful voices. The moment they finish singing, their song dies with them there. Nobody can even remember what they sang. Because you see, you cannot communicate what you are not. According to spiritual principles, you can only take men to the realm you have attained yourself. Such as I have, give I. And whenever you stand on stage, what you communicate to people is an overflow of your secret place. Whenever you stand, let me tell you, I have learned by experience that it's not everybody that in our congregation who is just desperate and helpless. There are people who are walking in deep dimensions with the Spirit. They may sit quietly at the back, but they are operating from high altitudes in the Spirit. So while you stand out here, they are scanning you in the Spirit. and you can see that the things you are bringing does not carry substance. But there are certain people who can come out and stand on stage. They can just raise one song. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Something happens to you. You may not know all the song, but that phrase will enter your spirit. You will sing it in your dreams. You will wake up in the morning. You will sing it crying, and you cannot tell people why you are crying. That is an effect of a healthy secret place. My first assignment tonight is to get us to a point where God becomes our all. Are you listening to me? It's not enough. Listen, if you want power and you want authentic anointing, you must first die. No living thing carries the glory of God. He first kills you and he resurrects you with his own life to live by his own terms. Paul attained that realm called Galatians 2:20. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I'm alive. Not with my own life. The life that I now live. I live by the faith. I live by the terms. I live by the conditions. When you get to that life, 1 billion cannot change your commitment to God. Are you listening to me? There are many people, the worst thing that can happen to them, pastor, is that they go abroad. You see, because if God does not tame you, can I tell you something? We are going to pray. The heart of man, the Bible says, is what? This is a verdict. Don't try to guess it. God scanned through his. He said, I am Alpha, Omega. The word and there is wrong. There is no and in the Greek rendition. He said, I am Alpha, Omega. There is no space between it. In other words, there's nothing called past and future. All things lay bare. When you say, God, bless me and see what I will do. He said, I don't need to bless you. I'm already seeing it. I am seeing the tendencies that are enshrined. Listen, it's like an encoding. It's like a DNA. Hold on. It will never be activated until certain realms of honor come to your life. Who would have known that David can like a woman? A man who refused to kill Saul with the opportunity twice. You would call David a man of dexterity who loved God. Hold on until a palace comes into his life. There are many of you, the reason why God will not lift you, you've been wondering why. The tendencies that are enshrined in your heart will embarrass the kingdom. Your pride began the first day they gave you opportunity to lead prayers. Even you thought you were humble. Every time you are praying, God tells you, walk on lust. You say, me lust, me, I don't even like these choir ladies. God is saying, walk on it. I'm speaking from my plane. We are going to cry unto God tonight. I preached for many years under the anointing. By the grace of God, I saw miracles that few people have had the opportunity to see. But I knew the things that were enshrined in my heart. One day God said, all right, let's work on this, your heart thing. When God began to work on my heart, I was ashamed of the things that I found here. People were calling me great man of God, great this and that. Tonight, everybody is going to drop his titles and everything. We'll pack it and keep it. After service, you can take it back. But this night, we're going to cry unto God. This is the first thing we will do. Because there are many of you, you are just saying, oh God, do this, do that. There are many music artists that love God, but they wonder why every time they pray, some prayers are not answered. You've sown seeds, you knelt down, tapped into everything, read every book, and God says, The greatest way to attract the power of God is to lure him through your commitment and allegiance. I tell you, greater than your prayer and fasting, greater than everything, is for God to see that your heart is pure and that you have come to a point of no return. You have burned the bridge behind you. David gets to the palace, and the Bible says, in the time when kings go for war, you see, when he was young, he didn't have an option, so he thought he was obedient. The true test of disobedience is when you have given up, or the true test of obedience is when you have the opportunity to disobey. If an opportunity to disobey has not been given, stop endorsing yourself. There are many of you who are constrained to do evil because eyes are watching you. The day you are allowed, you will be like the foxes that Samson sent on fire. You will do havoc. That's why God is calming you down and saying, I must build you and walk in your life. Are you listening to me? If you want power God's way, this is the way I'm teaching you. There is no rush and there is no hurry. God begins to walk in your heart. Now David does not go for war. And then he's just strolling around his veranda and he sees a beautiful damsel, like some of our choir ladies, sister. And David said, is it not within my authority? Kings didn't toast ladies that day. You see, in those days, there was nothing called toasting. Please, can you come with me to Mr. Biggs? I want you. And they bundle you and take you. Every other explanation will finish in the palace there. So he looked at her and he said, I want this lady. There are many people that have disappointed God because they ran away from the school of the spirit. They didn't wait to finish properly with God. They thought they had been made simply because they touched somebody and it fell down. Be careful. The gifts of the spirit does not equate spiritual maturity. Even a handkerchief can heal the sick. But a handkerchief cannot have the fruit of the spirit. Is someone following me, please? Many of us have been misled with the gifts that are happening in our lives. Drop gifts aside and let God build you. Fruit is a sign that the tree has grown. Hallelujah. And so God must search you. He said, I, the Lord, searches the heart. So while you are praying and say, Lord, can you take me to the nations? Open doors for me. Use me for your glory. God says, you, the day they lodge you in a 5-star hotel, you will first look around and say, you mean there can be a quality of life better than what I have seen? That is when you will know that Cain and Abel has been coexisting. Cain has not just had the opportunity to resurrect, so it has been Abel. When Cain sees what will attract it, it will come out. This is what Paul was saying. He says, with my body, with my spirit I serve the Lord, but within my body I see another law working in my members. So that the things that I would want to do, I do not find myself doing them. And the things that I do not want to do, I find myself doing them. This was a lamentation from an apostle. He said, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? It's just that we live in a generation where men of God hide their scars and tell congregations lies. That's why I love Pastor Paul Adefarasin, a very raw, open, and sincere man. If you hide your scars, you are a child, because your scars will bring healing to many. It is by his stripes that others were healed. Can you allow your stripes to heal other people? The stripes of one man healed many. Is someone listening to me? God must walk on you. Furnish your heart. And take away the tendencies that are enshrined in your heart. And he brings you to a place. Listen, when God is done with you, you will die, literally. At that point, it doesn't matter what they call you again. You have become the servant of the living God. This is the most honorable position anybody can have in the kingdom. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. He didn't say Moses, a prophet. Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which he showed unto his servant, John. The revelation are for servants. Let me tell you, in this generation, a mystery will happen. It is servants that will ride on horses. The kings will walk afoot. This is the mystery. Servants, they will be given horses to ride upon. Many of us give God conditions. Lord, I'm going to serve you. If my wife will come, I give you 3 months. If she doesn't come, I'll backslide. This is the kind of thing God needs to work on. There are many people who love God. The day you enter the jeep, you say, Lord, if you don't move me, I'll move myself. If you are angry, stop me. Because this level of life I have tasted. You see, let me tell you, success can be destructive. Are you listening? This is why Bishop T.D. Jakes wrote a book, Can You Stand to Be Blessed? You don't get blessed seated. It takes stamina. There is a dealing that God brings. That when you are rewarded, the history you have will keep you in check. See, this is why people who are successful outside God's way cannot keep it. They don't have a history of failure. They don't have a history of waiting upon God. They don't have a history of building in the spirit. And so it cannot last. Today, if because of the honor God has given me, I decide to get stupid and I get arrogant, all God needs to do is to search from the archives of what he has stored inside me and say, where were you when nobody knew you? Let me tell you, you can change your future, but you cannot change your history. Your history is the raw material that keeps you when your future is built. Do not kick away your history. There are some of you, if you can remember where God is bringing you, you will die from pride at once. It's because you forgot. Hallelujah. That's what I love about the psalmist. He would do something really bad, then he will go to God and start begging and start realizing that it was God that helped him. We are going to pray. This is the first prayer point.
I will lay down my idols and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. Lord, I will bow, Lord, I will bow to you, to no other God but you, Lord.
Listen, this army that God is preparing and he will anoint, there must be men and women who have pledged their allegiance unto death. Nothing will take your place. Nothing can take your place. I tell the Lord this all the time. I say, Lord, do not take me to anywhere that will cause me to stop representing you. Do any kind of prosperity that will cause me to forget about you, let it not come. How many of us can pray that prayer? How many of us are honest to say, Lord, search my heart. I truly admit that there are things I need to flog out. Can we take 5 minutes to pray before I minister to us? Rise up on your feet. Worshippers, help me.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things.
Shabaladadaba.
When it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you.
Open your heart to the Lord tonight. Shatabaladabadaba.
It's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. Listen, we're going to pray. I don't know how you want to cry to God. You want to cry around, the ground is open. But listen, it's going to be a personal affair for the next 5 minutes. You're going to say, Lord, I'm not pretending it again. They call me a man of God, but I know the things, I know the false life, I know the tendencies that are enshrined. This is not a sign of weakness. It is those that bear fruits that the master will prune. Many of you will need to make a vow and a dedication today and say, Lord, this is it. You have my heart right now.
Your kingdom reigns. Your kingdom reigns above all. Above all, your kingdom reigns. Your kingdom reigns. Above all.
Above all.
Sing it one more time before we pray.
Your kingdom reigns.
Your kingdom reigns.
Your kingdom reigns.
Your kingdom reigns. Above all.
Above all, 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 above all,
up your voice and begin to cry all over this building. Let there be a cry. Say, Lord, I'm not pretending it again. Shakata bakariata. Please class the cymbal. Jembreke te prekabariadaba. Shepa papa bakata balada bakata. Shapratakata. Seka prekatariata le pariata. Search my heart. Search my heart. Try my thoughts. If there be any evil way in me. Yes, I'm anointed. Yes, I'm anointed. But I want to be part of this prophetic army. This is the generation that seek thy face. Come on, house on the rock. Shakatata balaka. No pretending. Let there be a cry. Sheketekota. Take away lust, oh God, from my heart. Take away habits. Take away pornography. Yes, I love you. But Lord, you've got to help me tonight. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Lord, I have tendencies. I have tendencies enshrined in my heart. I'm not sure of what I can be if you bless me. Lift up your voice and pray. The anointing is a double-edged sword. Shakata baka, rakata baka, rekete balarara. Let there be a cry in this building tonight. Shakata balada bakaria da 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 da. Are you praying?
Give myself away.
Sing it from your heart.
I give myself away.
So you,
can use me.
Can use me.
I give myself away.
Sha-na-na-na, mo-si-na-na-na-na-na. Lord, I give myself away.
So
sing it one more time.
I give myself away.
I give myself away.
I give myself away. So you.
Listen. Listen. Will you give your time away? That's what the Spirit of God is asking tonight. How much time can you give him? Will you give your time away so he can use you? Will you give your heart away? Will you give your heart away? Will you give your heart away? So he can use you. Will you give your pride away? Jena Maria Namoso Nananiana. Will you give your pride away? So he can use you. Will you give your fame away? Yes, I know you are famous. I know you're a great man. Will you give your fame away so he can use you? Will you give your grace away? Will you give that grace away so he can use you? Search our hearts, oh God. Come on, house on the rock. Be sincere with the Lord tonight. It's not a sign of weakness. And Jacob wrestled that night until something was broken. Shapaka praga de balarabosh.
you, Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you,
la na 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 Maria na 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 na.
Jesus, more of you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Honestly, the Spirit, I now see the water flowing. There is real, the spirit of repentance is in this place. Many of you think repentance is for sinners. The word repent means align. Align. Shata kaba dataliada.
This is my desire, just to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you, I worship you, all that is within me, I truly give you praise, and all that I adore is in you.
Are you ready to praise him truly from your heart?
Say, I give you my heart.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Tonight you have my heart for real.
I give you my soul.
Say, na 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 Maria, na 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 na. I love you. Whether prosperity comes or not, I love you. It's my position right now. Can you lift your voice and cry unto him? Say, Lord, I'm not just loving you because of the things you will give me. This is the norm in society. But if you never bless me, I will love you. Make sure you're worshiping. Shata kapari adaba. Take my heart, take my heart, take my talent, take my gifts, take my anointing, take my anointing. Let nothing take your place. Let nothing take your place. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Listen to me. When you offer your body as a living sacrifice, where you tell the Lord, you say, Lord, no matter where you take me, I remain an ambassador. No matter the amount of prosperity you give me, you have my heart. You have my heart. You have my heart. Fame and popularity and power and grace cannot. It doesn't even come near you. Not my husband, not my wife. You're not one of the many important things in my life. You are it. Completely. Completely. I'm addicted. I'm a fanatic. Call me whatever you will call me. It's a choice that I've made. I live by your laws. I live by your principles. Regardless of the consequences for or against. Let me tell you something. Hear me. The Lord told me something. Oh my God, there is a real spirit that is preceding the fire of God. It's going to be a quick walk. We'll soon be out of here. Listen. When God finds your heart. He said in Psalms 89, I have found my servant David. God doesn't just anoint people, he finds people first. How can God find a man when there are many people? Why is he looking for a man? He said, I have found my servant David. Not I found a man of God called David. Not I found a celebrity called David. I have been seeing the man David, but the day he became a servant, I found him. I have found my servant David. He said, and with my holy oil. Oh, the anointing of God is precious. Not the new wine that is coming upon our generation. Because the levels of anointing and power and grace can cause men to literally worship you. Also, it takes a building of the spirit. And they tore their garments when they were called Zeus and Hermes. Listen, a man can walk in a dimension of grace and glory that can make men worship you. You have ladies at your disposal, at your beck and call. You can manipulate anybody's account number. I can look at you and see the exact amount in your account number, but it does not mean God is speaking to you. This is just a prophetic gift. That means the spirit who gives the gift can be kicked away. A man can coordinate a gift that came from God. But when you totally surrender, you become a living sacrifice. When men look at you, they see him. You have no ambition again. I have no ambition for myself. People talk about their plans and goals. And now there are organizational goals and all of this. But I tell you, my ultimate goal is to please him. I love him more than ministry. I love him more than titles. This is no pretense. You have the spirit of God. If I'm pretending, you will know. He's won my heart with no return. He's won my heart. I wrote a song to him 2 years ago on a Valentine's Day. I didn't know what to do, and I said, look, let me take advantage of this opportunity. King of my heart, you are my all, and I live for you alone. You're the king of my heart, you have my all, and I lay my life for you. Listen. My heart is yours. My mind is yours. My will is yours. You're the king of my life. You're the king of my life. Very simple song. I'll sing it one more time, then we'll pray. King of my life, you are my all.
You are my all.
And I live for you alone.
And I live for you alone.
You're the king of my life.
King of my life.
You have my all.
You have my all.
And I lay my life for you.
And I lay my life for you.
Listen.
My heart is yours.
My heart is yours.
My mind is yours.
My will is yours.
My will is yours. You're the king of my life.
He's the love of my life. And I mean it from the depth of my heart.
He owns my life.
Nobody else. Giving it all to him.
It all belongs to you. Yeah. It all belongs to you.
It all belongs to you.
It all belongs to you.
Come on, give him your heart. Give him
everything. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you.
It all belongs to you.
It all belongs to you.
Who is Gabriel? Gabriel, please come out quickly. Gabriel, look at me. You are stepping into a new dimension right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Fresh anointing comes upon you. You'll never remain the same again. It all belongs to you.
It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you.
Come. The Lord will move in a mighty way in this place. The fire of God is coming upon you.
Belongs to you.
Instrumentalist, please. I'll just need the cymbal. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, everybody. There are a few people God is going to separate here. Please, I want to have those people outside. There are a few people. I see the angel of the Lord moving across the congregation. Hallelujah. There are a few of you. The fire of God will fall upon you in a mighty way. Please, let me have those people out. There is a lady here. The fire of God is upon this lady. Shata pariata. Seke parianta. Soke poskabadiata. Shekata. Let the fire come upon you. Bring her out. Shata pakata kakata baladada katabakata. Sheke prakata katabaladaba. Lift your hands, everybody. Please bring her out. Mam prataka pakata kataprakata katabaladaba. Lift your hands. You're going to shout the name Jesus once. Jesus once. There's a lady in the congregation. The fire of God is coming upon her. Tonight, God is separating people. Lift your hands. At the count of three, I want you to shout Jesus. Instrumentalist, help me. This is Tehila, the highest praise. Shatakaka barateka. Are you ready now? At the count of three. One, two, three. Bring them out. Let the fire of God move. Bring them out. Bring them out. The fire of God is still falling. You are in for a surprise tonight. It's an avalanche. I see the angel of the Lord standing in this row. This row, the power of God will begin to move right now. This row, this row, this row that I'm standing. Mommy, the power of God will come upon you in a mighty way. Sheketeta rakata basataya. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. For who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? This is a revival. I told you, Mampata parata. Lift your hands. The Lord is releasing. There are some of you that are called into prophetic offices. That mantle will hit you like a tornado. Lift your hands. Some of them are here in the congregation. Some of you are here. One of you is among the worship team. Are you ready now? As I begin to chant in the spirit, I see an angel moving with a sword of fire. Many of you, your spirits will be activated into the prophetic. Some of you will begin to prophesy immediately. Help me, worshipers. Now, Lord, let the fire of God move. Prophetic fountains, Shekiah, prophetic fountains, be open, be open, be open, be open, prophetic fountains, shake it, and it shall come to pass that I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I break loose the two-leaf gate of the prophetic. From the east gate, let it be open. Let the prophetic be open. I open your eyes to the angelic realm. I open your eyes. Some of you will be caught up to heaven. Third room, heavenly encounters. Mamba barataka poratekeba. Hallelujah. 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 Brother. Brother, tap that gentleman for me. Look at me. My brother, this guy. Look at me. Look at me. Tap him. Let him look at me. Just look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Just look at my eyes. You're receiving an impartation in your spirit. You can't stand it. It's like fire. It will start from your legs. Take your hands off this girl. Come out. Come out of her now. Out, demon. Come out. I see you in the spirit. You are going out. Come out. Come out of her now. Out. Out of her. Out of her. There are deliverances going on now. Not every manifestation here is of the Holy Ghost. It takes discernment. Addictions and habits. I tell you, a revival will spark in this place. You will be amazed. I know we've taken time. Just be patient and let God visit you. I'm seeing a copper. I don't know. You're a copper. You are from the south. A copper from the south. A copper from the south. Do we have anybody like that here? A copper from... Please come out if I call your case. We're out of time. A copper from the south. Jatabala kapada. Come. Do you know me? Do you know me? Have you ever seen me? Please come. Hallelujah. 877104. The digits of your phone number. 877104. I don't know the rest, but there is 877104. If that happens, come out here quickly. Something happened, and now I know that he touched me. Look at me. Do you have an elder sister? Where is she?
She's in Abuja.
She's in Abuja. What's she doing? Not doing anything. There is a spirit that I must destroy. This is all of you in the family. Do you know me? Have you ever seen me? It looks like she's walking. She's not walking. And the devil wants to put fibroid in her stomach. Are you hearing me? She's your elder sister. Who is Nkechi? Nkechi, in this place. Who is Nkechi? I'm hearing the name Nkechi. Nkechi. Maybe for you or someone related to you. Some of these people are having angelic encounters. My brother, can I pray for you? Where do you want to walk? Who did you give your CV to? Wait, you gave your CV to somebody. Did you give your CV to somebody? Abuja, Abuja. Who did you give your CV to in Abuja?
My sister says once that she sent my CV to her that is going to give to somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know me? Did you discuss this with me? Look at me. Huh? Your job. What do you want to do? Huh? Just listen. What do you want to do? You don't even have a concrete goal of what to do. This is why God brought you, so that you will get definition. I'm not embarrassing you. I follow me now. I want to pray for you. When are you rounding up your service? By October. Before October, a job will be waiting for you. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Before October, hold my hands. I want to pray for you. And I want to pray for your sister. Is she married? And they want to go abroad.
Going and coming.
Why? Do you know why she came back? You know why she has been going and coming? Did she tell you? There is trouble. Pray for your sister. They are not discussing it with your family, but there is trouble. Father, visit this family right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My brother. What is Alagbara Eda? What does that mean? Alagbara Eda. Who is Yoruba? Help me, please. Eh? This is what God is saying. I should speak to you. Look at me. God is saying the mighty man will come in for you. Where are you from? Where is your father? What's he doing?
The civil service.
Pray for him, because I'm seeing him on a wheelchair. How did this come? Accident. Are you listening to me? You believe me? We are going to pray for him. When God reveals this thing, he reveals to redeem. Hold my hands and let me pray for you. I destroyed delay. Look at me, from your own life. It needs to start from you. Eh? Delay needs to be destroyed from your own life. Thank you, Jesus. The devilish spirit be destroyed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who works with MTN? MTN. MTN. Or has anything to do with MTN? Is it that God wants to give somebody a job, or somebody is working there? I'm seeing something that has to do with MTN. Hallelujah. We'll soon round up. There are things God wants to do here. Oh. You work in MTN? Eh?
I'm on scholarship with them.
You're on scholarship with MTN? Is it really you? It's not you. This one, I'm seeing the person sitting on the table and writing. And I saw MTN at the back of the person's chair. MTN. It may not be you. Of course, you can't come out here and get nothing. Hold my hands. What do you want the Lord to do for you?
To help my academics, sir.
Your academics? You're a student? Where? Look at me. I'm going to pray for students. Kemi Oluwa Kemi. Kemi. Who is Kemi? Dear God, Kemi. If I call a situation and it's not for you and it's for someone you know, I'm just flowing as I'm seeing. Kemi. Her sister. You are Kemi. What's that? What's eh? Okay, I saw someone coming out. A lady is going to make a loud shout right now, and God wants me to prophesy to that lady. It's going to be to a loud shout, very loud shout. When that happens, let me see that person. There is an angel that will. It's going to be a very loud shout. When that happens, I need to speak to that person. Hallelujah. I want to pray for healings right now. I will not call you out, but I see a number of people who are sick. Miracles will happen right now. Many of you, it will surprise you. It will look like magic. Because I see a number of you, lumps. Lumps. There's a lady, you have a lump in your left breast. It's just your friend that knows. Is this my left or right?
Left.
Who has pains here? You wake up in the morning, you are smallish. Come, this is the lady in my vision. Come and stand here. It's not appendix. Appendix is here. You too. She's your sister. Huh? Ah, okay, Osha. You too. Come and stand here. Wait. You don't need healing. You need deliverance. Look at me. Out of her. Come out of her now. Come out of her right now. This is a demon spirit. This is not sickness. Come out now. You will leave her. I bring you freedom to set the captives free. This lady has the same case with this lady here. This is why she's reacting. Out of her. Now. Go out of her right now. Come out. Come out of her. Come out of her right now. Thou devil of darkness. Sister, look at me. Lay your hands there. You'll be healed right now. Where is it? Left or right? Hold it. Yeah, so lay your hands there. Lay your hands there. There. And hold on. Look at me. What is happening to you? It's the heat, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. Check yourself. When I came out of the bathroom, water entered one of my ears. And I tried to bring it out, and it refused to come out. And later I would find out that it was the case of somebody here that God was showing me. Who is that person? There's something like water on one of your ears. You don't hear very well with it. Please, who is that? Because the Lord specifically, I suffered for your sake. Make sure you receive your healing. Please, who is that person? You feel like water is not clear. Please, if we have the person quickly. Then I'm seeing another person, pain in your kneecap. If you walk for just a short time, you feel very severe pain. Who is that? Ah, Rebecca, it's good to see you. Hug me first before I pray for you. So good to see you. I've missed you, it's been ages. What are you for now? Yes, knee, come. That devil is a liar. Let me pray for you, my dear. Thank you, Jesus. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Now!
Anointing fall on me. Anointing
We're going to hurry up. We're out of time. We cannot. Hold on. Sorry, 1 minute. Please, I'm going to prophesy generally to everyone. We don't have all the time. I know I was allotted time and it's past it now. So we really apologize that we cannot do. But I want you to know that if you are here, I'm going to prophesy to everybody. And this is powerful. Because when I do that, the Lord is going to be visiting everybody. Don't wait till you fall. It has nothing to do with falling. It has to do with what God is doing. Okay? I'm going to pray for you. All of you have problem with your kneecaps? Huh? Oh, you are ushers. Okay. Remind me to pray for you. Lord, let your anointing rest here. Just walk. All of you. As you walk, as you are coming out here, you are healed. Just walk. Check yourselves. Do what you couldn't do before. Just check yourselves, sister. Check yourselves. Check yourselves. Call this lady for me, this dark lady. Please call. Look at me. Where are you from? You're from Niger here. Because while you were passing, I saw the Lord putting a crown on your head and I was wondering, what is this that I'm seeing? Look at me. I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. That's why the angel of the Lord said I should call you back. You believe that? Hold my hands, let me pray for you. You've sown in tears, restoring the years. Hallelujah. Now, apart from the resident pastor and Pastor White, if you're a minister of the gospel, please come out here. Just come and lie down. You need a fire. We need to set you on fire. Just organize them. You don't need to match the people. You can stand here. Just let them. Please, I'm not saying if you think you are called, if you are actively in ministry right now, please come and line up here. I tell you, something will happen in your life that you will not recover from. Where's the mic? Can you give me another mic? Let me just do something I'm seeing in the spirit. You know the song, your latter will be greater. Hold it and sing. When you are done, I will tell you why. Sing it. Find the key, organize yourself, just sing it. I will tell you why I'm giving you the mic to sing. Your latter will be greater, is remitted. Sorry. Why am I seeing the angel of the Lord move to this row? What is happening in this row? I'm seeing angelic activities happening here. All of you in this row, just lift your hands. There is one person God needs to bring out here. Please lift your hands. The angel of the Lord. Okay, two people now. Two people. The power of God will come upon two of them. Please let me have them out because I have a word for them. Two of you. Father, even as you are revealing to me right now, let the fire of the Holy Spirit. Bring them out. Go ahead, sweetheart. As I pray for you, please look at me, servant. Just do it. You don't know why I'm... Just do it. The anointing is on you. You don't know why I'm asking you to do it. Just go ahead and do it. Forget about... Come and stand here so that you don't fall down there. I know why. I don't know you. I've never seen you. Just sing. Try. You may not know what is happening to you. Just try. This is not about music. What you are seeing now is what we call signs and wonders. These are very strange things. There's nothing mystical about what is happening. It's just the operation of the spirit. Liver. Look at what is happening. Is this not the lady that sang before you? What is happening that she can't raise the song? J- Just do what I'm doing. I will tell you why I'm doing what I'm doing. Sing. Look at this. Is this not in your church? Somebody that has been singing, now I'm giving her mic, she can't raise the song. Holy Ghost. Just try. At the point where you can sing, something will happen to you.
My ladder will be greater than my past.
Servants of God, I want to pray for you.
And I will be blessed.
Please, if you don't believe
more than
in what
I
you are doing,
can
ask. Your seat.
Thanks for all that I've been lost.
This lady is climbing a ladder in
my
the spirit.
Best
just watch, the word is coming.
To come. And
look
my ladder will be greater.
The Lord is showing me fire on my hands.
My ladder
listen,
will
as this
be
hand
greater.
Comes upon you, something will happen in your life.
My ladder will
I'm
be greater than
I'm not better than
my
you.
Best.
Some of you are better than me. What you see is an election of grace. This has nothing to do with man of God. But I tell you, God will set you on fire. Take it now. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it, Papo Shata. I ignite the spirit.
Look at me.
Just look at me.
And I will be blessed
from your hands.
More than I can.
Just look at me.
Despite all that I've been lost, my best is yet to come, and my ladder will be greater.
You're entering a
my ladder will be greater. My ladder will be greater than my past.
Shapakata.
Oh, my ladder will be greater than
my brother. I tell you what will happen to your music ministry after that will surprise you. Please hold both of my hands.
My best is yet to come, and my ladder will be greater. My ladder will be greater. My ladder will be greater than
now.
My best.
Who have I not prayed for? Look at me.
Despite all that I've been lost, my best is yet to come. And my ladder will be greater. My ladder will be greater. My ladder will be greater than my past.
Hallelujah. Sister, let me tell you something the Lord will do with you. Do you know that you have been called to lead the nations in worship? As I look at you, I'm seeing three women. I'm seeing Juanita Bynum. I'm seeing Judy Jacobs. Are you listening to me? Listen, I will explain to you. Juanita Bynum, Judy Jacobs, who is this third woman? This woman of prayer, Dr. Cindy Trim. These are the dimensions I'm seeing. Huh? And this will characterize the things that you will do. You will be a terrible woman of the spirit. Are you listening to me? No, this is not. This lady you are seeing will minister, and you will see people stand from wheelchairs. There is the level of grace. See, this is why you must have some time of praying for humility. That's what you need to pray for. Flog it out with destiny. Cry, open your heart, flog it out, and say, Lord, please take my heart. Take my heart. You sang this song for your family, not for the congregation. This is what God is doing in your family. I saw you singing it, and as you were singing it, I saw dry bones, Ezekiel 37. And I wondered why, and the Lord said, give the mic to her and let her act what she's saying. Your family has gone through a lot, but you will watch the hand of God. But let me tell you, don't cry about purpose. You will lead. Our hearts are desired. This is the theme of your life. Is to see the nations worship. This is what you will be doing. Mark my word. God has brought you to do something about your destiny. It's to sing your praise to the ends of the earth. That we'd want mighty voice. Every tribe and tongue. With your voices, our hearts are designed is to see the nations worship you. Bless you, my dear. Give God your best. Lift your hands. Let me pray for you. Every closed door over your destiny. Every closed door. Shikaparataka. Every closed door over your destiny. In the name that is above all names, I pray. See, let me tell you, have faith and witness the power of prophecy. Just help me with the symbol. Right now, every door that is closed over your destiny, be open in the name of Jesus. 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 Every accusation against your life and destiny, I plead the blood in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God says no on your behalf. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I open doors of supernatural financial prosperity. Inexplainable but undeniable. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I release prophetic blessings of fruitfulness. Wherever you have been unproductive, go and produce. Go and produce. You're a student here. Lift your hands. I want to speak. We're rounding up. Pastor, I'm so sorry for taking time. I am so sorry. I apologize. I want to pray for you. Brother, something will happen in your academics.